Hey, good evening, everyone. Michael Sparks here. It's the AMS Oil Dealer Training Call. It's Monday, December 15th, 2014, and we're glad to have you on the call tonight. Appreciate you getting on the call again, and just put her on mute so the call won't be interrupted. But we have a great teleconference for tonight, a lot of things going on in our AMS Oil business here. To wrap up the 2014, we've had a great year, and there's a lot of great dealers that we've added, a lot of great accounts that are now using AMS Oil because of the efforts of ourselves as well as other dealers that are on our team, and we appreciate everybody that is working hard at their AMS Oil business. This business just keeps getting better and better every year. It's just a wonderful business. I don't know of any other home-based direct marketing company out there that does the things for the dealers like AMS Oil, from corporate racing, this corporate booth we just attended at the PRI show, to the types of advertising, Engine Masters Challenge, and sponsoring the Motorcycle Mechanics Institute, and other relationships that AMS Oil has with companies and so forth. This is a great business. Anybody that takes a look at this is just—it's almost a no-brainer if you really are interested in building a rock-solid, profitable home-based business. And you put as much into it as you want, or you put as little as into it you want, and it definitely works. First up tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about the PRI show, which is the Performance Racing Industry. This is a expo-style trade show that is held every year. This year it was in Indianapolis. In the past it has been in Orlando, Florida, and then before that it was up in Indy, so I think they moved it back to Indy. It's about a five-hour drive for us, and AMS Oil actually has a corporate booth present at this show, which means AMS Oil pays for the booth. They have their own setup with the AMS Oil trade show booth that they have. They also had this really cool car in there that gained a lot of attention. It was a Dodge Challenger that had a real cool paint scheme, had AMS Oil lubricants in it front to back, and a lot of people stopped by the booth and took photos of it and asked questions about this car. And it's just really a cool car that had a lot of attention for our booth and allowed us to talk to a lot of people. In the booth with us was David and Eileen Hanschild. They're Regency Silver Direct jobbers like myself out of Kingsville, Texas. And they're also in the Bell team. So we got to work this as brothers-in-arms type of folks that we worked together, and it was a good time. I was going to have Dave and Eileen. Are you there tonight?
Yes, Michael, we're here.
Oh, you guys just got back from your drive. It took you a little longer than mine. You want to give us a little synopsis of your thoughts on the trade show?
Oh, yeah. Well, we just got back about 6 o'clock. We left yesterday about 6 in the morning. We drove from Indianapolis to Texarkana, Arkansas. Well, Texas is right there on the borderline. And then we got up this morning and got home at 6. We had a few things to do in Houston or whatever while we were there. But we had a great time. It was nice to have you there in the booth, in the corporate booth with us for the first time. And we hadn't been able to or hadn't done a show with you, I don't think, up to this point. But you're very good at what you do, and it was a pleasure for us to be there with, in the same booth or whatever. But we've done PRI since it was in Indianapolis years ago, and then they moved to Florida. We did all those in Florida. But there's a lot of people are using AMS Oil today, and I think you know that too. We had lots of people come to the booth and that were users already, and 9 out of 10, well, nobody has ever said anything bad about AMS Oil, but everybody just loves the products, and that's why we do this. We want to pass it on to more and more people as we as we do these shows, or locally as we do, you know, call on customers here too. But this AMSOIL company, state of the art, they're getting better and better. I don't know. It's just it's been great doing this, and we will just continue to do it as long as we are healthy enough to do it. But
that's exactly. You know, Dave, what I thought, I've done, you know, several large trade shows, and you know, a lot of, like you said, a lot of people are using AMSOIL products. What I thought was interesting at this show compared to other shows that I've gone to in the past is the amount of testimonials. And I wish I would have had the forethought to get maybe a video camera or something to capture some of those, because they were just awesome. I've had more people give me testimonials on AMSOIL at this trade show than any show I've ever been to. And it's all racing and transmissions. And I had one guy talking about the shock oil, and he builds shocks. And he has tried all these other shock oil, and AMSOIL has the lowest drag of any shock oil on the market. And he just was saying how good stuff it is. And, you know, I could probably count on one hand how many quarts of shock oil I've sold over the years. And this guy was just hot to trot on the shock oil. And there's so many other products that we have. It's amazing. What do you think?
I agree with you. I mean, people don't, you know, AMSOIL dealers don't think about the shock oil, but I bet you could build a business just with that one product alone. Metal protector spray, all these products that will outperform anything in the market. It's just amazing. We had lots of testimonials too, and you know, the people just love AMSOIL. That's what it's all about.
Oh, exactly. But there's still plenty out there that aren't using it. I've probably handed out more catalogs than I've ever handed out before, and I think it's just because I concentrated on handing out catalogs as opposed to brochures. But I almost handed out a 300 case of catalogs. I might have had 40 when I got back here at the house, is all I have left.
I think we did the same thing, but we're not going to run out of customers for AMSOIL. I mean, if all the businesses get taken, which they're not, I mean, I bet you percentage-wise, now the racing industry has a bigger percentage of people using AMSOIL, but it's still minor, you know, just small. How many people use AMSOIL today and know about it? So it's the sky's the limit. But the only thing you got to do is you got to go out and find the customers. You got to work at it.
Well, and it was great because you get in front of a lot of people in a short amount of time, especially this show. I don't know what the attendance is of it. I'm guessing it's probably 15,000-20,000 people came to this from all over. I had people from you know, Australia come up and talk to us. Of course, we couldn't really help them out too much except send them to the international website. But there are people from Japan and other foreign countries, people from all over the United States. I registered a customer from California. I registered another one from Florida. So there's business everywhere. And there's a lot of people that are just buying it retail at a local place, or they were buying it retail and they couldn't find where to get it anymore. I had a lot. It's hard to imagine today with the internet that people say, "Well, I don't know where to get AMSOIL."
Right.
I don't know if they just don't think about looking online or whatever. But we were able to get a bunch of those registered while we were at this show as well, and made a lot of great contacts as well that I hope to register here in the next coming weeks that didn't maybe want to fill out an application or what have you.
Correct.
So,
yeah.
You know, so.
Well, it's a great show, but there's, you know, there's a lot of shows around the country, but still, if you want to build a really good AMSOIL business, you start right where you live, and you get the stores there to buy through you, and then just go, you know, and then send customers to them, and that's where you build your solid business.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, you're going to get the most bang for your buck locally, for sure. You know, even though AMSOIL helped us out with having the cost of that booth, you know, driving for you guys cross-country and for myself, you know, round trip was 700 miles or so, 800 maybe, and, you know, staying in a hotel for 4 or 5 nights. It still was a pretty good, you know, and eating food and all that other thing. You know, you could go out and for that amount of money, you could go out and find some local accounts at a whole lot less money and have place to send customers to. That, I think that's the most important thing. I had several calls while I was up there of people needing Amsoil, and I was able to send them to customers in my local area that were calling looking for Amsoil. So
that is correct, and that's where you can really, you know, you build a good business, and then the trade shows are more the go more nationwide, where the economy, you know, is bad in some one place and good in others, and
yeah,
it solidifies your business. It really does.
Oh yeah, well, it solidifies it, and you know, like you say, it diversifies the business too. So you got, you know, not only just customers in your local area, that's where you want to start, but you definitely want to diversify and have, you know, customers all over. The more places you have customers, like you say, the less chance of anything happening. If you had all your customers in Louisiana when Katrina hit, it would have been kind of a scary time, I think. So it's good to have customers all over. Or these hurricane-prone places, you know, it's, you never know. But it was a pleasure working with you and Eileen. I had a great time, and we had fun, and you know, I hope we can do some more shows. Maybe definitely do this one next year. I'm game for it. So,
well, we enjoyed it, Michael.
Yep. Thank you for everything, and I'm glad you all made it home safely. Do you know about how many customers you had out of the show?
On paper, probably signed, sealed, and about 27. That's
okay.
Retail, commercial, and some dealers.
Okay, good. Good deal. Well, that was awesome. You guys did great, and I'm sure you're now the hard work comes of getting them, you know, once they get an account number, getting place of order. So
that's correct.
We got to get to work now, right?
Hey, so. you just do it, but the big thing is it's, you know, there's no bosses in this business, and you do it when you want to do it, but you know when you have to do it, and that's what we got to do right now. But it's we're doing it for ourselves. We love that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good. I'm glad you all made it home, and hope you all have a wonderful holiday, Christmas time, and we'll look forward to hearing you some more in the new year.
All right. Very good, Michael.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. More a little bit on that show. I had some things written down there. I had about 10 customers registered. Actually, the most dealers out of any one show I've gotten was three registered dealers out of this, and I was really happy about that. One dealer was actually from the local area, and he owns a do-it-yourself garage. It's a DIY Garage Indy, and he was excited about working with Amsoil. He had actually... a dealer had stopped in and never returned. He called the dealer several times, and the dealer never called back. And when he met up with us, he was really excited about. He told me that story, and he wanted to get registered, and so we registered him. And he actually had an open house at his garage on Friday night. Invited me to go over there, and I took a bunch of photos and put them on Instagram and social media, and really talked him up. And I'm looking forward to this guy. He's got a shop in Indy that caters to people that want to they're car enthusiasts that want to work on their own cars, and he's going to feature Amsoil products at that location. So this is really going to be a great partnership. Hopefully, we'll help him make more money, and that'll help him build his business and his clientele, and using the Amsoil dealer locator and all that stuff. People, you know, maybe want to buy Amsoil, they might want to put it in themselves too. So that's a great thing. A couple other types of shops that we registered. We had a guy that owns a Napa store, several commercial retail on the shelf accounts, a couple of PCs. So it was really a great show, and we're looking forward to going back to that. One thing I wanted to just cover real quick is I call it a rant on the expectations from your sponsor. Recently, I don't know if anybody reads the Amsoil dealer forum on the Amsoil.com when you log into the dealer zone. There, it's called the dealer forum. You can log in and read that. But somebody had commented on a post that they were not happy with their sponsor, and they wanted to change sponsors. And of course, other dealers chimed in. Some said, you know, you shouldn't ever be able to switch sponsors. And some dealers sided with the guy and said, hey, I want a new, you know, they think you should and whatnot. So I went over there, and it was kind of interesting. I kind of blasted everybody because I just think it's somebody complaining about their sponsor. You're an AMSOIL independent dealer, and you're responsible for your own business. And if your sponsor, you know, is not there to help you, they can if they want, but this is your business. And AMSOIL has so many tools. Your sponsor shouldn't have to do those things. If you really cared about getting better at AMSOIL and building your business, go out there and just do it. Like the saying goes, if it is to be, it's up to me. You know, your sponsor doesn't have the answer or doesn't call you back, well, go out there and find the answer. And so I posted on this thing and talked about how when I got started back in 2000, my sponsor never called me one time. And I actually felt the exact same way that this guy did. So I didn't want to downplay it too much. But for whatever reason, I was able to get in touch with my direct jobber, which was Jim Ball at the time, and he was able to give me a little bit of guidance. And then later on, I went to a dealer training class in Dallas, Texas, and met David and Carol Bell. And really about the only help they gave me was they put me on their newsletter. That was it, you know. I was so far down the line, they were just on the newsletter and offered for me to listen in on their monthly dealer teleconference. And basically those two things what helped me propel my AMSOIL business to the next level. But in all honesty, even without those things, I wanted to succeed. I would have succeeded no matter what. It's great being part of something, but don't rely on your sponsor to help you build your business. It's your business. Now, on the other hand, I provide these dealer training calls and dealer training website for anyone in AMSOIL that wants to listen in and get some great AMSOIL training. They're here. So just go out and seek out. If your sponsor is not helping you, go seek out somebody to hook up with or create a relationship with. And maybe they're not sponsored. Maybe you're at the same level. Both sign up at the same time. You meet them at AMSOIL University, and you help each other, and you challenge each other to become more successful and better at what you do. So just keep that in mind. You just work at your business. It's your business. It's not your sponsor's business. You know, and as far as the training goes, AMSOIL offers more training than any other business that you could start, besides maybe a McDonald's franchise. I know they have some great training, but do you have $250,000 probably or more just to invest to get started? That's the key. So another thing that I always talk about in these calls is seek out generic MLM training. I happen to like Network Marketing Pro, but there's plenty of people that give free advice. Jackie Ulmer, I've had several on our calls that just do generic MLM dealer network marketing training. So seek that out. Go to find books on sponsoring and building your business. Again, befriend someone that maybe not in your group. That's a great thing. Be thankful for the company and structure the way it is, because you can be rest assured that your work and your efforts going forward will pay off for not only your lifetime, but for many generations. You know, you'll go out there and my daughter and stepsons will be able to take on our AMSOIL business. And that's just a great feeling, knowing that the efforts that I've put forward keep going on. And if AMSOIL will let people change sponsors every 5 minutes, I don't think that would work out as well as anybody would think it would. So anyhow, that's my rant. I hope it don't sound too awful, but I just think that if you really want to be successful at this business, do what's necessary to become successful. Customer service makes all the difference. I had a couple conversations this last week on customer service and taking care of customers and going above and beyond. Well, AMSOIL has a lot of great people in customer service, the order desk, the technical support, the regional sales managers, and so forth. It's really up to us, really the front line of our customers. If you can step up and go above and beyond for your customer, they're gonna appreciate that. You know, maybe. And sometimes, you know, the order desk is all they do. They're trained to take efficient orders. They're not there to diagnose what's wrong with your vehicle or make a determination on what the best oil for your vehicle would be. You know, they can do some minor lookups and basically use the auto and truck light lookup guide. But really, tell your customers that it's their service and dealer, and it's your responsibility to help them get the right products, get it at the right, delivered the right way and ordered the right way and so forth. So, and helping your customers out with orders. Many of our customers call us directly, text us, email us, and we'd be glad to help them with an order. It takes really less than 5 minutes to place an order, especially if you're efficient at it like I am. I place hundreds of orders on the website as well as on the telephone. And, you know, I've had many customers call me. I write down what they want, get their credit card number, and I called in the order. Yes, that took me 5 minutes, but I knew for a fact that it was done right. They were going to get their products delivered that they ordered exactly the way they were supposed to. And if something did happen, you know, I have made mistakes and ordered the wrong product or whatever, and I've done my best to correct that. I did make a mistake once where I sent her four cases of 1040 motorcycle oil instead of 2050. I don't know why I pushed the wrong button, but we worked it out, and, you know, sometimes mistakes happen. So I took care of them, and they're still a great customer probably for the last 6 or 8 years now. They've been a great customer. So take care of your customers. Give great customer service, and they're going to continue to buy products from you. There was a recent AMSOIL news stamp that talked about the all-temperature performance and reduced warm-up times with AMSOIL Boost. And would you like to sell a product to your customers that allows their vehicles to warm up faster in the cold winter weather? This product actually works, and it's pretty amazing. It explains how it works, but this AMSOIL Coolant Boost uses a three-tiered surfactant, and a surfactant basically allows the coolant to stick to metal parts better and have a better heat transfer. And this Dominator Coolant Boost is not just for racing. You can put this in any vehicle, and it will reduce warm-up times in cold weather. And this would be a great gift to give somebody, especially if they live in the northern climates. But from 30 degrees to 120 degrees, there was a 45% improvement on the warm-up times in the test that AMSOIL used. And then from 30 degrees to 180 degrees, there was a 35% improvement. So they say it takes about 120 degrees before you'll start feeling heat coming out through the heater core and all that stuff. 5% faster, you'll have heat coming from your vehicle. And then to 180 degrees, it took it, it was 35% faster. And that's maximum, you know, your coolant thermostat's usually set for 180 degrees. So this AMSOIL Coolant Boost, I'm going to link to the article that was out. It was from AMSOIL.com, and it's a really great article. Consider using this in your own vehicle. Give it a shot. You know, this is the time of year to test something like this because it is cold. You know, put it in or test it one day, and then the next day put it in and see how it works, and then you'll be able to have your own testimonial on that. But the AMSOIL Dominator Coolant Boost, it's a real easy product to sell because it really works. It works as advertised. So AMSOIL University, we're going to continue to harp on AMSOIL University. We're coming up on the first of the year. We're like less than 5 months away for AMSOIL. It's May 17th through the 20th. Everybody arrive there on Sunday. That will be the Sunday the 17th. Classes don't start actually till Monday the 18th. So normally the way it works is around 5 p.m. is the registration reception. That's where you get your packet of information from AMSOIL and have some hors d'oeuvres, and people get to socialize. You get to talk to the AMSOIL corporate people, meet other AMSOIL dealers that will be there at the training. So Sunday, plan to get there, you know, on or before 5 p.m. We normally try to arrive to Duluth, Minnesota area around 1 p.m. Lets us get checked into the hotel that we're going to stay at and relax a little bit before we go to the reception. So plan on arriving on Sunday sometime during the day, and then there's a reception around 5 o'clock. Monday through Wednesday, every day, they have classes starting about 8 a.m., going to about 4 or 4:30 p.m., and then in the evenings for each day, we will have AMSOIL activities for our team as well as corporate activities. On Monday night, Carol Bell will be hosting a dinner, so you'll be invited to that if you're in the Sparks team. On Tuesday night is normally they go to the AMSOIL a manufacturing facility where all the products are made and boxed and all that stuff, and they have a little cookout in the evening. So we'll go do that on Tuesday. And then Wednesday is the President's Dinner. This is the grand finale of the AMSOIL University. And it's a little dress-up. You get dressed up, and Mr. Amatuzio usually has a little speech he makes and whatnot. So it's a great time, AMSOIL University. Now's the time to get registered. It's, if you want to wait till after the first of the year to put it on next year's business, but get yourself registered, get your classes locked in, and, this is sure to be the best AMSOIL University yet. It's in conjunction with the AMSOIL Direct Jobber Convention this year, so there'll be a lot more direct jobbers at this event, and it'll be a great time. So get yourself there. Work on getting your team members there for AMSOIL University. In the past, we've had dealers on our team ride with us in our vehicle. If you have to do that, offer that to your team members. If you have a local dealer and split the cost of the ride up there, I've ridden with dealers not even on my team. I've coordinated. Daniel Dean and myself have ridden up there many a times, and we always had a great time riding together. So to defray some of your costs, find someone in your local area or that's passing through your area that you could maybe drive up there with if you're not planning on flying. But with that, everyone, we got a minute or two. I'm going to take off here. Anybody have any questions or comments? Got any questions or comments from anyone tonight?
Michael Sparks, Mark in Houston.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
You're on target with the coolant boost. Surfactants break down the surface tension. That's how it gets closer to that metal, like you were explaining. But the big deal, the three-tier, the competitors are not three-tier, so they're not as effective. But the number one thing with the coolant boost, hot or cold, temperature, is transferring the heat better.
Okay.
That's how it works better, is because the heat from the engine is getting transferred out to the radiator. It's taking it out there better, just like our oil takes the heat away from the moving parts better. This is taking the heat away from the engine better.
Awesome. Great, Mark. Thanks for that information. Yes, so that's exactly how it does work. The surfactants break down this surface tension. And it's in that article that I'm that was put out by AMSOIL. So I appreciate that information.
Michael.
Yeah. Anybody else have anything?
Yep, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Jonathan from Hendersonville. One more thing on the coolant boost that I don't think either one of you guys mentioned was the anti-corrosive properties of the coolant boost that neutralizes the electrolytes in your coolant system that causes corrosion in your heater core and other parts of your radiator and engine block, and neutralizes those things. And if you use it once a year, you'll never have a radiator corrode out. I put it in a Kawasaki of mine, 2005 model. It's still same radiator, nearly 10 years later in those bikes, and still not corroded out.
Awesome. That's good to know. Yeah, definitely the corrosion resistance. That's another thing. And if you run for like racing applications, it's purple when it goes in, and when the corrosion protection goes away, it turns white or clear, I guess, right? Is that how that works?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Well, good deal.
One more point on that sponsoring thing. I'll tell you, if you don't have a sponsor that you can work with, just check with Amsoil and find one upline. There will be somebody upline that will want to help you. And I'll promise you, if you're in the Michael Sparks or Jonathan Henley, Kathy Henley group, you've got some sponsors that want to help you build your business. Guarantee you that.
That's true. To mention that, if you're a sponsor, you don't know who your DJ is or your DJ is not there, just keep working up that line. There are some really powerful and wonderful people that are in the top tiers of Amsoil, and I know for a fact many of those top-level direct jobbers would love to have you know about you. And you have to remember this, too, that once you become a direct jobber, those dealers break off. So if anybody that's in our team that's under a direct jobber that's not exact under us, we don't see those people at all. I have no way to know that they exist unless I ask one of the DJs. So if you're looking for a sponsor, you're listening to this maybe down the road or whatever, call up Amsoil. Ask your regional sales manager and ask them, who is my upline? I want to know from, my personal sponsor all the way up. They can give you two or three levels up, and you'll be able to find a direct jobber that would be willing to help you out. I'm most certain of that. So appreciate that, Jonathan.
Yes, sir. And then the ultimate get back at him is to just pass him up.
That's right. To pass him up. Don't worry about his business. Just pass him up. Good stuff.
Pass him up and be the sponsor that you ought to be, and show him how to do it.
Exactly. Good stuff. That's true.
Yes.
So.
Love you, Michael. And by the way, you're the best sponsor a guy could have.
Thanks, Jonathan. You do a great job too. I'm sure of it. So. Well, y'all have a good night. I appreciate y'all getting on the call tonight, and look forward.
Michael,
yes, go ahead.
Belting teleconference this Thursday night. We're going to be talking about goals for the new year.
Oh, that's right. The Bell teleconference this Thursday, which is the 18th at 7 p.m., same number you used to call in on this number, is the same number for that. Same time, just a different day. That'll be the 18th of December, 7 p.m. Central Time. So. Appreciate it, Carol. With that, everybody, hope you all have a great night, everyone. Go out there and make some Amsoil happen. Good night.
All right, bye.
Good night, Michael.
Hey, Michael.